Grace and peace to you from Harvester Reformational Church in Milnerton, Cape Town, the mother city of South Africa. Founding Apostle Andre and Prophet Nola Pelser have reached almost 100 nations to date, fulfilling the great command to love and the great commission to go into all the world, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and making disciples of Jesus Christ. May God confirm the preaching of his word with signs and wonders following in your life. For free sermon notes, visit www.harvesterchurch.net and click on the Sermons tab. Search for the topics you need and keep spreading the word. Remember that some of these teachings are also available on DVD from Pelser Media. So contact Apostle Aja Pelser at ajepelser@gmail.com for more information. Now, here is Apostle Andre Pelser.
Okay, Romans 8, verse 28 and 29. Well-known scripture. My dad had that scripture up in our house all our lives, so I know it off by heart. Verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And then he describes the purpose, you know, that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of His own Son. Everything works together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Things working together, the Greek word is synergeo, S-U-N-E-R-G-E-O, and it means to partner in labor, to exert power to assist. And we get our word synergy from it, working together. We have synergy forms that we want our area leaders and our HUMSA leaders and pastors from other churches to fill in as proof that we are working together, synergeo. And it's important where people can work together. But he says, everything in life, if you love God and you know you're called according to His purpose, everything. How many things are everything? Alles. Afrikaans is beter, says Engels. Engels say everything, Afrikaans say alles. Sonke. Okay. And works together for good. It's very hard to believe, but we have to confess it and believe it and trust it, because things we don't like, we can't believe that it can work together for our good. Very difficult. My dad preached on this verse over the radio, Lorenzo Marx, in those days. We weren't allowed to preach on the Afrikaans radio because we were Pentecostal. Only the Dutch Reformed were allowed. What people don't realize, this was a religious state, not a police state. It was controlled by the Dutch Reformed Church. And the Pentecostals were cut off. But my dad and other ministers found a way to preach over the radio by preaching over Lorenzo Marx, the Ondas Cortas, that is the shortwave radio, the medius and medium waves. And potage and the cabbage. And, you could hear the Beatles over Lorenzo Marx, but not over South African radio because they were communists. Their hair was long. The evil songs they sang, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Yeah, they were banned. Anyway, the purpose, prothesis, Greek, it means to be on display, like the 12 loaves of showbread displaying that there were 12 tribes of Israel. It became God's showpiece to the world of his constant provision for the 12 tribes because of his presence. And he reminded the 12 tribes by the 12 showbread that was in the Holy of Holies of their dependence on God for spiritual and physical needs. So the purpose of God here that should remind us of our dependence on him and that he can provide all our spiritual and physical needs is that we can have some water, please. We need to be conformed to his image. That's the purpose we need to be reminded of. It'll keep us dependent on him because we cannot do it by ourselves. So once you are approved of God because you believe in his son, he says everything starts working together for your good. So my dad preached over the radio one night and he preached on this verse, everything works together for good. And then we went on holiday. We normally went to Durban to the Cairn Hope Hotel. There's no hotel like that anymore, but we always went there. It's now the Beach Hotel in the Marine Parade. And one morning when we got up, my dad's car was stolen with the, you know, the spare wheel and the jack and all his tools and things. And he was so upset early in the morning. He said to God, why did you allow this to happen? You know, I'm your servant. I'm here on holiday. How are we going to get home? And the Holy Spirit reminded him, said, what did you preach the other day on the radio? He said, I preached all things work together for good, but this is not working together for my good. Is that Beatrice back there? How are you, Beatrice? You're good. Como está? Muito bem. Muito bom. Okay, it's good to see you. A wonderful testimony Beatrice has, yeah. And so the Holy Spirit says, well, then it will work together for good. My dad says, I don't know how, but I'll believe it. So he phoned my uncle, and he said, you know, you'll have to come and fetch us. My car's been stolen. But my dad first prayed. He says, okay, God, if it's going to work together for good, I want a newer car. It must be green. My dad loved green. And they stole all my tools, so I want tools in the boot as well. And a spare wheel and jack and so on. So he phoned my uncle. He said, you must please come and fetch us in 5 days' time. We'll just walk around there for the rest of the week because my car's been stolen. And my uncle said, it's funny you should say that because I just spoke to Auntie Doreen and Neville. Their father is now living with them because the mother died. And he's a new Rambler. He's in their garage. He's not using it. He wants to sell it. Do you want it? My dad said, what color is it? He says, green. And then he said, okay, we'll buy it. So he was very happy. My uncle drove down with a new Rambler. First thing my dad did was to open the boot. And there was a toolbox in it with more tools than he had. And a spare wheel and a jack. And so he says, this is my car. And it was a wonderful car. And so he drove back with my uncle and our family, all smiles, saying, everything works together. So he put that up in our house. Wherever we moved, my dad never stayed longer in a place than 3 or 4 years. Then he's preached all his sermons, then he moves to the next church. I've got all his sermons, so I know. I inherited it. The few days after he passed away, on the 12th of December, 1989, I had a dream that I found a treasure kist. Kist? Chest? Chest. And I opened it and it was full of jewels and precious stones. I thought, that's wonderful. Where is this thing? And the next morning, my mother phoned. She says, I've got something here. She's cleaned out my father's cupboard and everything. She says, I've got something here for you that I think he wants you to have. So I thought, this is the treasure chest. So immediately I drove over there, got there, and she gave me all his sermons. So that's my treasure chest, all his sermons. But anyway, so that became a slogan in our family. When anything happens, we say, well, we don't know how, but it will work together for our good. Because we love God. And we understand His purpose. So let's see. Now many things happen to us that we don't like. How many people have things sometimes happen to them they don't like? And then what is your reaction? Things happen to your children that you don't like. What is your reaction? No. That's not true. We need to say, all things work together. If we believe it. But we normally emphasize the evil and what's wrong to agree with it rather than to agree with God's word that says He can turn this thing around for us. No amens in the church today, but that's the truth. So once you've been approved of God, everything works together for you good, even your distresses. Now it's very quiet in this church. This is a reformed church that's become quiet. The word distress is stenocoria. Stenocoria, S-T-E-N-O-O. It's an R, stereocoria. A narrow place like a drukgang, what is that? Why you push the sheep through dire straits. You know, you have to, you can't turn left or right, you just have to go through. It's what distresses mean. Paul says, you know, there in Romans 8, verse 36, we are killed all day. Yet, we are not destroyed because nothing will separate us from the love of God. Amen. He's liberated us. We heard here from Beverly, from the bondage of sin. And we are being made dead in relation to the world. By faith in Jesus Christ. Nola in the car this morning said, you know, what should we say about all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 31. Amen. God is for us, who can be against us? And then he goes through that long list. Maybe we should read it together. Yeah, Romans. He says, he qualifies the statement he made. says, verse 32, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God, Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor demonic powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. Then next verse is, "I tell you the truth in Christ, I'm not lying. I'm bearing this witness in the Holy Spirit." Incredible. Just nothing can separate you from the love of God except yourself. You decide to leave God, that's your decision. So, to be approved is doikinos, D-O-K-I-N-O-S. It means to be put to test for the purpose of approving. Sometimes God tests us to see if he can approve of us. We share in the suffering and the glory of Christ because we are sons and daughters of God led by the Spirit. And by the Spirit, we put to death the old sinful and selfish nature. God is looking for people that will meet his specifications. Chantal saying, we lay down our lives. God wants us to be chosen workmen that have been tested and approved. Someone who chooses to submit himself to the test before he meets the specifications and wins the approval. 2 Timothy 2:15 says you must study the Word of God that you might show yourself to be a workman, not having to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. When your work is inspected, no one needs to be ashamed. Amen? So, in order to reach those demands or specifications, the word is given to us for our instruction, for our correction, to restore us to the upright state. And the scripture is given to reprove us, rebuke, etecho, E-T-E-G-C-H-O, etecho, with such effect that truth will bring conviction of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But the rebellious, the self-centered ones cannot reap these benefits, because they don't want to conform to the image of his dear son. Then everything doesn't work together for good. You must prove that you love God by keeping his word. by doing His word. So God's plan for you is that He's ordained you, He's called you, He's justified you, and He's ready to glorify you, but He awaits your response. Amen? Then everything will work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Even things we don't understand, God works together for good. When the devil thought he destroyed Jesus, it worked together for good, because then he became our Savior. So even that worked together for good on the cross. Amen? Was his worst defeat, was his greatest victory. And things we think destroying us, God turns it around so it will be our greatest testimony. Amen? In our personal lives, in our families, in our church, devil's constantly trying to kill us, to destroy us, attack us. But you know what? It's going to work towards our good. Amen? We must believe it, confess it, and that should be our first reaction. Not a desperation, but a confidence that it's going to work towards our good. Amen? So everyone say with me, say, everything works together for good. For those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the thing is to accept God's purpose that He wants to conform you to the image of His Son, whichever way He decides to do that. Though sometimes there'll be correction or reproval or even rebuke, but it's necessary to conform you to the image of His Son. And to love God, He says you must keep His word. Keep His word. Do what He tells you. Praise God. Amen. Who's got pain in the back of the head? It's like pressure on your eyes too, but it's a headache in the back of the head. And earache, been for a while. Okay, you want to pray for sore throat, anybody? When you swallow, it's sore. And pain in the chest, especially when you sleep at night, when you lie down. Pain in the chest, chestal area. Yeah. Who's got those pains? I pray for you too. Any pains in the chest? When you breathe or there? Okay. And I want to pray for a hip, left hip that's sore. Pray for someone with digestion problems in the intestines, muscular pain in the upper leg. He's got a swollen ankle, I think it's a left ankle. Okay. Pain in the arch of the right foot. Don't know. Yeah. And here's a little word that might encourage you. You're looking for direction. But don't make a decision until God confirms things for you. Wait for God to confirm things. Might take some time, but He could confirm it within 3 days. Then you know you're making the right decision. Don't just make a decision out of pressure. Amen? Good. Let all those people come forward and we'll pray for them. Amen.